Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah and Miko with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, an independent report on Queensland's child safety IT system, Unify, has found system gaps that could compromise timely and appropriate responses, thereby putting children at unnecessary risk. The development of the system began under the Queensland Labor government in 2024 in response to concerns around poor interdepartmental knowledge sharing, hampering case management. The system continued development under the 2024 elected Liberal government and was released in April 2025. The report pointed to decisions made in 2023 that reduced the scope of the Unify system's functionality due to time and budget constraints, meaning the system delivered in 2025 was missing features that were originally proposed. The Minister for Families, Amanda Cam, has released a statement saying that 120 staff have been brought in to fix the Unify system, and that includes delivering critical system functionality that was removed from the project scope before development. In other local news, Queensland MP Robbie Katter has announced plans to move a motion in the Queensland Parliament tomorrow to reverse the current four-year gag motion on debate regarding abortion. The motion was put into place in 2024 to end speculation that the LNP government was planning to roll back 2018 legislation that legalised the procedure in Queensland for the first time. The motion currently in place requires any further motion or amendment that aims to have the House express its views on abortion be ruled out of order. When contacted, Katter's office said that this motion is about restoring democracy and preventing any further restriction of free debate. When asked if this was in preparation to introduce specific measures regarding abortion in the future, the spokesperson said that they could not speak of specific plans, but that the repealing of abortion laws was a long-held and well-known policy of Katter's Australian Party.
And in national news, health experts are warning about a rise in measles cases around Australia, with 22 infections reported so far this year. Across Australia, Queensland accounts for 8 of those cases, followed by New South Wales with 7, Victoria with 5, and one each in Western Australia and South Australia. Health authorities noted that increased international travel and vaccine hesitancy are accelerating the spread. Several cases this year are linked to overseas travel, with outbreaks reported in popular destinations including Indonesia, Thailand, and India. Measles is an extremely contagious disease and can spread through the air hours after an infected person has left an area. The Australian Centre for Disease Control reports that while 2 vaccine doses are 99% effective at preventing the infection, Australia's immunisation rate has fallen below the level needed for herd immunity. As measles cases have tripled in the past year, health experts are urging Australians to check their vaccination status. And in international news, at least 31 people have been killed and 169 wounded in a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. The explosion occurred during Friday prayer at Imam Bargay Khazre Khadijatul Kubra Mosque. Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari says the attack, which was targeting innocent civilians, is a crime against humanity, while the Prime Minister calls for a thorough investigation and says the responsible should be identified immediately. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with no expected rain. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10.3, which is in the very high band. And that is all your news for 10am today. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.